We're holding in Or HaShanim the description of how a person's day should go. Person wakes up early, he says Modeani, he washes his hands, he says the blessing and start learning Torah. And after he's learned, Achar kach yeshev lekonen al hachurban, he should take some time to sit down and weep about the destruction of the temple, Ve'arigat tzadikim, and the murder of righteous people, Ve'al hagalut, and the exile of the Jewish people, Kamvuah b'Shulchan Aruch, as the Shulchan Aruch clarifies in the very beginning, in the first siman. Ve'omar, a person should say, Hareini muchan umzuman, I am preparing myself now, Le'onen ulkonen, to be sorrowful, Ve'livkot, and cry, Al hachurban, over the destruction of the temple, Ve'al hagalut tzadikim, and the murder of the righteous, Ve'eten efel makle al roshi, and I'll place ash on my head, v'achabet p'nai b'karka, and slam my face into the floor. K'mo shtiknu chazal, as our sages instituted, that one should be sorrowful every day over the destruction of the temple and the situation of the world, that you have righteous people being murdered. V'asmechu ha'akra, and our sages aligned this institution with the verse that says, Sisu itam asos kol mitablim aleha, rejoice with Jerusalem, all that lamented over her destruction. From here our sages derived, all have to lament over her destruction. V'ne'emar, and the verse says, Lasum la'vele tzion pe'er tachat efer, that God says, I will place for those who mourned over Zion, glory in place of the ash that they had until now. So from here we derive that one is supposed to have ash, one is supposed to be mourning over the destruction of the temple each and every day, and when one prepares to do this, one should remember that he is doing this in preparation to fulfill a rabbinic ordinance, a rabbinic commandment, and whenever we perform a rabbinic commandment, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we're performing a mitzvah d'oraita, two mitzvah d'oraita, one to listen to the rabbis, and two not to go against what the rabbi said. Sheiboshman mushav, when one is ready to wear his clothing, he should say, Hareini lovesh beged she'en bo shatnez, I am hereby wearing a garment that I know does not have shatnez, wool and linen together in the same garment. And when I'm wearing this garment, and I'm purposely wearing a garment that does not have shatnez, I'm fulfilling a biblical commandment that my master commanded me not to wear shatnez. Lekayem mitzvat lo tase shetzivani burit barach shmo v'itala, shelo lilbo shatnez, shenemar, as the verse says, lo tilba shatnez, do not wear shatnez. V'nemar, and another verse says, uveget kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha. And shatnez is, the Torah tells us, one may not wear a garment that has both wool and linen in the same garment.
At what time for mourning, for lamentations, it's after night?
Sometime during the night, one should ideally lament over the destruction of the temple. One can take a paragraph of Tehillim that discusses it.
After meal. In the weekdays, after meals.
In the weekdays? That's also when we say that as introduction to benching, we're also remembering it. But one should ideally take a few minutes every morning to lament.
It's Eicha, right?
What? Al Narot Bavel? It's not Eicha, no.
Right.
And I am wearing a male garment, a man should say, and not a female's garment. And in doing this, I'm commanding the biblical prohibition, Shetzivani Borit Brach Shmo, that my Creator commanded me, Shelo Yade Ish Edi Isha, that a man should not adorn himself with female adornments. Shenemar, the verse says, Velo Ilbash Gever Simnat Isha, a man should not wear a woman's garment. Vechen Lo Tade Isha Kli Gever, and so too a woman may not wear male clothing. Shenemar, as the verse says, Lo Yech Li Gever Al Isha, a male garment should not be on a woman. Uchshemitatef B'tzitzit Yomar, when a person binds himself, he wraps himself with a tzitzit, he should say, Hareini muchan muzuman, I am behold prepared, litatef betzitzit, to wrap myself in the tzitzit, lekeem mitzvat asei shetzivani burit barach shmo, that my, to fulfill a biblical commandment that my Creator commanded me may be blessed, lasot tzitzit beveged, to place tzitzit in one's garment, as the verse says, basulem tzitzit al kanfei vigdehem, and the other verse says, dilim tase lecha, that one should put tzitzit on the corner of one's garment, and one should put tzitzit, are also called gdilim, that's wound up, like we have the beginning of the tzitzit, that the strings have one string surrounding them, and that those are two verses that say one should wear tzitzit. One describes it as the head part of the tzitzit, the part where the strings are surrounded, that's the gdil. And the other verse describes it as tzitzit, and tzitzit are loose strings, like the edge of one's hair, those of you still have it. And that's called tzitzit, the separate part of the strings. Yeah?
Is it true that now rediscovered this blue dye for tzitzit, this blue thread? And now there is in Jerusalem even special fabric, special